John chapter 3, verses 3 through 8. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Here we see a classic expression from the Lord Jesus Christ, born again. Many of us have heard this throughout the years. Those of us that have gone into the local church and those who are not acquainted with the local church have heard this expression, born again. This is much more than just a phrase. This is much more than just cliche. This is a truism that Jesus Christ pronounces for all of mankind. When an individual is born again, the Holy Spirit is amalgamated, connected with their dead spirit, and they are made alive unto the Lord, dead to sin and alive unto God. Our dead spirit is quickened, born literally from above, born again, born from the Spirit, from the inside out, not from the outside in. Nicodemus has the same questions as many. How can a man be born again? Nicodemus thinking in the natural, thinking going back and having a second natural birth. Jesus Christ teaching in these scriptures, there is a natural birth and there is a spiritual birth. Natural birth from the womb, spiritual birth from the Holy Spirit, and born of the water of the Word of God. Jesus teaching that there is a natural birth that we can see, and there is a spiritual birth that we cannot see, for the wind bloweth, cometh, and goeth, and we know not where it comes from or where it's going. We cannot see the work of the wind. The miracle of the new birth experience, it's supernatural. And everyone, in order to make heaven your home, all must be born again. The rich, the poor must be born again. Black, white, brown must be born again. Those in the church, those outside the church must be born again. Those famous, those infamous must be born again. Ye must be born again. Being born spiritually, being born from the inside out. Scripture teaches in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26, A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.